I would like you to explain us first what was your motivation and project to go to foreign country, really
yeah.
far away in Singapore.
Okay.
So what is the first motivation? In which project you went there, and then secondly, how was your experience? What was your experience of starting a new job completely from zero? In a country where you practically don't speak foreign language, where you don't know anyone.
Okay. So first of all, the motivation to go working abroad is more about an adventure. It's like having new culture and being in touch with new people who are speaking in new languages. So it's really something to look forward a new way to live. So it's all about new, all about difference, all about learning new stuff, basically. And it's also because maybe I was a little bit bored and in my own country, that I wanted to discover new stuff. So this is the first motivation. It's also about speaking in other languages, basically, I think, and sharing experience and an exchange of culture, which is really interesting and really it brings you a lot of knowledge at the end, and you can always learn about new things when you are abroad, which is also something I think for me really important. And the second thing for the motivation is I actually didn't really expect to go there. It was like a big opportunity for me, and I couldn't let it go. I had to take it, and it was a very good opportunity, and I always, I think, love to be abroad. So those are my motivation.
So maybe you can tell us concretely what did you do when you came there? How did you start to deal with the things, bureaucracy and finding a place?
So basically, what I do is we are distributing fabrics, furnishing fabrics to architects and designers, okay? So when I arrived in Singapore, first I had to settle, so I had to find an office. So it was included all the looking for an office, the right area, and I didn't know Singapore at all. So I was I had to check which area was better than the others. And when I found that, I found a place, and after you have to settle all the internet and all this kind of administrative stuff, you also have to think about your visa and all the administrative papers to work there, to get an employment pass and everything. I had to, in my work, I had to find clients. Okay, I didn't have any client bases. I didn't know how people were buying stuff, how they were behaving according to the products that I was selling. So it was I had to discover everything when I arrived and understand how people were buying and were living in a way, because Asian people are the consumerism power is really different than the one in Europe, and especially in my business area, which is interior design and interior decoration. They don't behave the same, so I had to adapt myself to that as well. And the language was also something that I needed to be like to learn, and the way to, even if they speak English, it's another way to speak English, honestly. And what else? We had to find the right products to sell, because at the beginning, we were thinking that we wanted to sell furniture, and furniture was actually not the really good option, because we discovered after a while that furniture was all over the place, and with brands, like famous brands, like Italian brands actually. So we were definitely wrong. So we made a mistake in the first place. So building a new company in a new country, it's really difficult, especially when you don't know anything about it. So my advice is to really learn first and make studies and benchmark and see how exactly it works before going abroad and starting something new.
You are now maybe 2 years and a half there. So how you changed, what is maybe your conclusion, and how long you plan to stay?
Maybe it's in other countries, it's different. I don't know if Asia, it's more difficult than the other. This is my experience, but Asian people have a really different way to work, and it's still, after 2 years and a half, difficult to understand them. So I'm facing this problem still now, and it's the culture is really different, maybe too different at some points, that it's difficult to adapt, and I'm not sure. It's starting to work. The company is starting to work because we adapt themselves. We adapt ourselves to the market, and this is, I think, going abroad, you have to be ready to adapt yourself. I think this will be my conclusion, actually. It's, you don't have to come abroad and say, okay, I'm going to teach you how to live, and I'm going to teach you how to buy stuff and how to understand the products that I'm bringing to you. It's the other way around, I think. You have to adapt yourself all the time. You have to speak their languages, and you have to exchange, but in their way, and not to the other way. Otherwise, it's not working, basically.
Primož, pred kratkim si otprl eno vinoteko tu na Slovenski, začel si čist novi projekt iz nule. A lahko pač poveš, kako se pač to se odvijalo, kako se celi ta proces, kdaj si se odločil in v bistvu skozi kakšne težave si šel? Ne?
Ja, v bistvu projekt sploh ni nov, ne. Saj za me ne. Kot vinoteka ja, ampak z vinom sem se začel ukvarjati že recimo, ali pa sem vedel, da se bom nekoč ukvarjal že pri svojih, bom rekel tako, v rosnih 18-19 letih, ko sem šel prvič na faks. Zaljubil sem se v to pri enemu vinarju starmu na Ptuju, v eni ptujski stari kleti, privatni, ki je bil res ta vinar, ena osebnost, tudi znam med meščanih, ne, mu so hodili tudi od odvetnikov, pravnikov, do navadnih ljudi, ne. In ene izmed teh sem bil tudi jaz, sem slučajno preko ene veze mi nekdo priporočil, in takrat so šli s tem vinarjem v njegovo vinsko klet, blazno strme štenge, ki jih lahko zdaj primerjam tudi z mojo vinoteko, zelo podobna zadeva, samo več kaj večja od te moje, zdaj trgovince, ne, v glavnem, tam smo mi dva eno rekla, malo mi malo prve osnove, tam sem predel osnove v vinu, ne, mi sploh, kad do takrat smo mi mogoče, jaz sem bil aktiven športnik, košarkaš, ne, in smo kakšno pivo spili, kaj več se pa nismo poglabali, ne. Sicer so kolegi pili tudi kakšno nizko cenovno vino, ker sem ga jaz mogoče samo probal in plunil ven, ne. Kaj več od tega pa takrat nisem raziskoval, ne. V glavnem tam, potem šel k temu gospodu na Ptuju tudi parkrat v Trgatev, ne. In bil sem impresioniran, ne. Ne samo nad vinom, nad običaji, ne. Skozi to je tudi kulinarika, kultura, spoznaš razno razne ljudi, njihove zgodbe, vidiš eno zgodovino skozi, ne vem, kozarc vina, se ti lahko odvije rodovi in tako naprej. Ne. In Slovenija kot ena stara dežela, vinska destinacija, bomo rekli že par tisoč let stara, ne, ki je mogoče svetovno še dokaj neznana, kar se tiče sploh vinskega zemljevida, ne. Sem jaz potem to šel malo naprej raziskovati, seveda iz gušta, ne. In skozi knjige, malo skozi pogovore, skozi raziskovanje, iz Ptuja naprej na Kras, iz Krasa na Dolensko, iz Dolenske na Štajarsko, na Primorsko, Brda, Kras, Vipava, Slovenska Istra. do Prekmurja, ne, in seveda ena Slovenija premore, ne, blazno, raznovrstno klimo, običaje, kulturo ljudi, skupni imenovalce pa ena lepa zadeva, ki se mu reče vino, ki ga mi Slovenci pridelujemo, ne pa izdelujemo, tako kot je mogoče marsikaj na svetu.
No, glih zdaj v bistvu mogoče niso časi s to krizo in to, da greš v neko tako vinoteko, ki je dost, pa ne specializira, niti za draga vina, ti imaš vse možne produkte, ampak tako, mogoče je malo ne perspektivno glih zdaj. Ne? Kako si pač na to gledal?
Ja, se to me tudi ljudje sprašujejo. Ne? V bistvu, prej sem se v to podal, to je zdaj kakšnih, recimo, odkar sem sploh se odločil, da bom odprl vinoteko v centru Ljubljane. To je manjša vinoteka, ne, da se boste predstavljali, to je dobrih, slabih 20 kvadratov, ne, kjer imam samo slovenska vina, izključno samo slovenska vina po mojem izboru. Tudi z očetom so veliko skupaj hodila okoli in to je, tudi marsikatero vino je tudi on najdel. Ne. Žal je pokojni, ampak od danesega leta sicer. Ampak, le. Tako je. Ne. In ljudje me sprašujejo, kako si v teh časih sploh upaš to naresne. Kako greš v to botelke, jaz točno vem, tudi razmere so take. Ne. Kriza je mogoče predvsem umetno vzpostavljena. Ne. Ljudje še zmeri uživajo, imajo denar, za nekatere ljudje je pa res kriza. Ne. Tega se tudi jaz zavedam. In takim ljudem, ki so me to sprašovali, sem pač odgovoril, ne, da to ni iz danes na jutro, s tem se jaz ukvarjam že dolg časa. Mal pa na prvi dio bi pa lahko rekel, ne, da lahko bi pa še malo počakal, ne, da bi Pahor ali pa Janša, ne, rekel, ali pa kdo izmed naših veljakov, ki si sami plačujejo kavice in tako naprej, rekel, čez 2-3 leta, zdaj pa ni več krize, pa bi mogoče počakal, pa takrat tudi prvo, ne, ko bo ekspanzija, ko ne bo več krize in zahec, ne, malo zahec, malo zares, ampak ni to to, jaz že dolgo vem, da sem s tem ukvarjal, pa se je ponudila ena priložnost, ker tle je že obstala 20 let, to moram reči, vinoteka, ne, gospod je šel pač v penzijo in zdaj to nekaj časa stal in tudi ni nameraval noč več naprej niti vdajati, ampak pač, ker je videl, da se mogoče iz ta pravega testa, ne, in da to ni kar neki. Sem se pa tudi, so se pogovorila, zmenila in to sem jaz šel pa, sem se odločil, da bom to naredil. Ne. Moram pa reči, da primarna naloga, v bistvu sem se jaz odprl kot eno pisarno tukaj. Ne. Ja, pa razstavni salon moje ponudbe, ki sem jo letos blazno razširil. Ne. Sem šel kot Ljubljančan v vse regije Slovenije, tudi v mikroregije, tako da res imam eno ponudbo, bom rekel, za vsazga Ljubljančana, za vsazga Slovenca se bo noter najdu, oziroma tudi tujca, kjer bo lahko res eno predstavo, kakšno pestrost skozi vino je, ima Slovenija, ne, poleg naravnih znamenitosti.
Ja, in kako se pač odvijal ta proces? Ti si imel pač enkrat otvoritev, vem, da si bil tako, da si imel dost napeto, ne, a ti bo uspelo se porihtati, ne. Kaj si mogoče, da opišeš to?
Ja, to moram povedati, da sem še to res čisto na lastno pest, na lastno odločitev, da tle ni nobenega zraven, tudi ni nobenega partnerja, kar se tiče financ. Ne. Drugač, jaz smatram, da je vsak vinar, ki je tlele, oziroma imam še druge stvari, kot je olje, žgane pjače, kočevski med, tolminski original sir, ne, in tako naprej. Da so to moji partneri, ne, s konc koncev se s temi vinarji in ostalimi, ko bi rekel, lastniki kmetij, predelovalci res vrhunskih slovenskih produktov, smo na prijateljski osnovi, ne, si damo roko, se poveselimo, se pogovorimo, kaj bi šlo tako, da ni to nič umetno ustvarjeno oziroma naročeno kar na pamet, ne, vse je premišljeno, to je res izbor po mojem okusu, ne, in na leto sem pa seveda na težave, ker sem v bistvu sem od čistilke do menedžera sam, ne, in kdaj sem paketi, pa tudi časa zmanjka, otvoritev, kakor sem rekel, je bilo konc oktobra, ne, katero sem tudi čist sam organiziral, ne, in doletiš, mislim, naletiš na določene ovire, ampak s tem entuzijazmom, ki sem ga bil tudi, sem tudi bil feedback tudi od ostalih, ne, ki so mi to priznali, sem nekako spelil da je bila tudi otvoritev brezhibna in zdaj stvar je postavljena in zdaj gremo naprej.
A bi mogoče tako opisal, mogoče najbolj originalni ali pa najbolj čuden izdelek, ki ga imaš?
Ja, teh izdelkov je kar nekaj, ne? Unikatnih, takih mogoče, ki jih nima noben v Sloveniji oziroma jih ima samo pridelovalci doma. Ne? Ne bom izpostavljal zdaj nobenega vina, to povabim goste tudi, da prijajo sami pogledati. Ne? Ampak, mogoče skozi ta produkt, ki ga imam, v bistvu samo zaprobati, ne? Se ne prodaja. Ne? Bi rad povedal to, da rad, zelo rad, že od nekdaj iščem nove zadeve, predvsem po Sloveniji. Ne? In to se kaže tudi zdaj v moji ponudbi v vinoteki. Imam pa nekaj res zanimivega. Ne? Nekaj časa nazaj sem šel v Zagreb poslovno in je bilo na trgu Bana Jelačiča cela hrvaška kulinarika. Prav festival od Zagreba do Dubrovnika. Ne? In sem naletel na en štand, kjer je gospod iz Splita, kmet iz Splita, prodajal razne inčune, prave kapre, domače izdelke, ne? To se pravi male papričice z inčuni in tako naprej, olivno olje. In potem sem naletel na čudno zadevo, malo tako smešno izgledal in sem probal, ne, in rekel, kar izvolite, probite, in dam usta in super, špric, ne, v kisu notri, ne, in vprašam, kaj je to, in mi reče, da je to morska trava iz Visa, uložena v vinske kis zelišče, ne. In to sem mogel kupati, v bistvu, in da, v bistvu, zdaj tudi, ko imam degustacije, kakšno mojo družbo in tako naprej, ponudam to in so vsi presenečeni, ne, imenuje se pa Matar, ne. Tam sem se jaz malo zajebal, sem rekel, v božji, v mater je dober, ne.